your national anthem by the Caseville High School Band here. They'll be announcing the starters here. Number one, Colton Sharp, your starter. Quentin Pinfield Wells, if you caught the pregame show about an hour and a half ago, tied the record for three-point shots for the school. Number 25, your other starter, Justin Johnson. Number 33, Trevor Clady. Blaine Abbott, number 40, your starter as well. For the Caseville Eagles, your starting lineup.
And now, for your Caseville Eagles! Senior number 13, Logan Hopkins.
Logan Hopkins, number 13. Number 22, Parker Ferrari. Number 23, Jacob Gilhart. Number 25, Lucas Smith. And number 34, Tyler Gilhart. The starting lineup here for the Caseville Eagles. Well, we're finally going to get the game underway here on a Friday night. Our first broadcast of a Carsonville-Port Stanley Tigers game. Girls, Carsonville-Port Stanley girls won earlier this evening. That was the very first game, then the JV game, and now we're here for the varsity boys game. First meeting, it was Caseville Eagles with a win over Carsonville-Port Stanley at CPS, 62-50. Tip-off here for the jump ball, won by the Caseville Eagles. And it'll be number 23 over to number 34, Tyler Gilhart, at the left wing. Tipped away, but still saved by Caseville, and a travel called on Caseville. They'll turn the ball over, and it'll be Carsonville-Port Stanley Tigers' ball. Throw it in, number 24 for the Carsonville-Port Stanley Tigers. Colton Sharp, pass over to Quentin Pinfield Wells at the right wing. To the left wing, a three-point shot by number 40 with the miss, Lane Abbott. And a pass going back to Quentin Pinfield Wells. Can't reach for it, goes out of bounds, and a turnover by the CPS Tigers. Three-point shot by Caseville, attempted by number 25 with a miss. The left wing, Lucas Smith. Another putback shot by number 13, Logan Hopkins with the miss. Still 0-0 as we start off the first quarter. Ball goes out of bounds. Looks like it was knocked out of bounds by Caseville. 7:09 to go. 0-0 is your score. It'll be Caseville ball underneath their own basket. Left side on the glass from the baseline. CPS Tigers ball, actually. It'll be Quentin Pinfield Wells getting the inbounds, but he got caught for traveling. And a turnover on CPS Tigers. It'll be Caseville ball now. Number 34, Tyler Gilhart into number 25, Jacob Gilhart. Short jumper for two, but blocked by CPS. That was number 25, Lucas Smith, the attempt shot. Tigers with the ball now in possession. Colton Sharp driving to the basket. He gets called for a travel. And a jump shot by Caseville from the left corner for three. Caseville still has their own rebound. We have a foul on Carsonville-Port Stanley Tigers, number 33, getting called for it. Trevor Clady, that's the first foul as a team for the Tigers. Still 0-0 from the baseline, throwing it in. right side of the glass by number 22. Gets it in. Jacob Gilhart, three-point shot by number 25. Nolda stepped on the line for two. It'll be 2-0. Casebo, first point scored in the game. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. CPS Tigers ball. Bounce pass to the left low block. Quentin Pinfield Wells for three. He switches one from the right wing. And CPS takes the lead 3-2. Wells with the three-point shot at the 6:15 mark. Three-point shot attempt. Good. By number 23 for Caseville Eagles, Jacob Gilhart to take back the lead for Caseville. At the six-minute mark, it's 5-3. Another three-point shot by Quentin Pinfield Wells. 6-5. He's got two threes in the game so far. He had eight to tie the school record against Kimball Landmark on the 30th. We have a foul called. Well, it looks like there'll be a travel on Caseville Eagles. It'll be Tigers ball. Inbound pass to Colton Sharp, number 24 for the CPS Tigers. Down the left lane. Ball shot for two, way off the mark by number 40 for CPS, Blaine Abbott. Caseville picks up the rebound. 6-5, CPS with the lead. Three-point shot by number 34. Hits it back in the glass from the left wing. Put back good by number 23, Jacob Gilhart. And it's 7-6, Caseville with the lead. A back-and-forth lead here between these two teams. And it's CPS Tiger ball coming down with it, Colton Sharp. And a block by Caseville. Hot dog pass attempt. Up for two. No good, but put back by number 22. Good by Parker Ferrari to take and extend their lead. 9-6. Caseville with the lead. 4:46 to go here, and a whistle was called. Do believe it'll be a foul on Caseville. That's the first foul for Caseville. One for CPS and one for the Caseville Eagles. That's Logan Hopkins picking up the foul for Caseville. 4:46 to go. Sharp to throw it in for CPS Tigers. Inbounds to Quentin Pinfield Wells. To the left, far left wing. He'll go to the point. Pass over. Number 33, Trevor Clady, knocked out of bounds by Caseville, and it'll be CPS Tigers ball still from the right sideline. Inbounds pass on their side of the court. Into Wells. Wells will go to the right wing, will pull up, pass over to the left side. Right side of the basket. Oh, couldn't knock it in. It was wide open, but just overshot it. Justin Johnson, and rebound Caseville. Driving to the basket, number 34 up for two. No good. Loose ball, and last touch by Caseville. They'll bring it in and save it. For three, left wing by number 23. That's a miss by Jacob Gilhart. And rebound, CPS Tigers. A rebound by Blaine Abbott. Down to Quentin Pinfield Wells with the dribble for CPS Tigers. They're down 9-6. Caseville with the lead. 4 minutes to go in the first. Shot for three, no good. Hits the top of the backboard and picked up by CPS. Colton Sharp up for two, and he knocks it in and draws the foul from the right side of the glass. It's 9-8. 3:54, he'll go for a three-point play here. First free throw attempted by either team. First free throw up, and that one is good to tie it up. 9-9, Sharp to tie it up with 3:54 and counting. We have a tie. Caseville Eagles with possession, their side of the floor. Bounce pass to the left side and a travel call, taking sliding steps there by number 23, Jacob Gilhart. And it will be CPS Tigers ball. Inbounds pass for the CPS Tigers. With the dribble down to the strong side of the floor. Pass over to right corner for Quentin Pinfield Wells. It's 9-9 all tied up. 3.5 to go here between the Caseville Eagles hosting the CPS Tigers. Bounce pass right side. Turnaround jumper for two. Can't knock it in by number 25, Justin Johnson. Rebound Caseville. Slapped away out of bounds. Thrown back in by Colton Sharp. And last touch by CPS. Trying to grab that loose ball. We have a substitute coming in. Number 33 coming in for Caseville. Cameron Smith in for number 23, Jacob Gilharts. Caseville Eagles ball on their side of the floor. Inbounds, and they get it in to the top of the point. Tyler Gilhart to number 33, Cameron Smith. Back to Gilhart. Tyler goes for three. Switches that one just off to the left side of the point. It's 12-9 with a three-point shot. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 12-9, Caseville Eagles with the lead. Sharp with the ball. Colton Sharp over to Quentin Pinfield for three. Hits the back of the rim. That was from the right wing. Put back a tip by number 33. Can't knock it in and misses that one. Hits the rim. Trevor Clady. Caseville comes up with the rebound. 12-9, 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Caseville with the lead, and they have possession. Pass up to the left wing for number 34 for three. No good. Rebound picked up by Colton Sharp. Number 24. We're in the number 24 number here tonight. Pass off over to the left side. Oh, another shot missed by number 25, Justin Johnson. We'll have a timeout call by the Caseville Eagles. 2:15 to go here. 12-9, Caseville with the lead. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at Thumb Tailgater Channel 2. You won't hear any commercials on Channel 2, but you will on 92.5 live radio broadcast. Coming out of the timeout, Caseville with possession. Number 33 with a dribble, Cameron Smith at the top of the point, carrying the ball, and a turnover on Caseville will be Carson reports seeing that Tigers ball. Some substitutions for Caseville. Number 30, Nathan Deal. And number 5 coming in, Logan Feltner. Inbounds pass for the CPS Tigers. Sharp to Quentin Pinfield Wells. All the CPS Tigers. Under 2 minutes to go here. It's 12-9. Caseville with the lead. Fadeaway jumper for two. Hits the back of the glass. No good. Loose ball. Picked up by Colton Sharp for CPS. Bounce pass inside to Justin Johnson, and he will be fouled underneath the basket going for the shot. And I thought he was going for the shot, but they're not going to say he did, so that's a second foul on Caseville as a team. Number 22 getting called. Parker Ferrari, inbounds pass, loose ball picked up. Another two-point shot. Put back good by number 33 after the miss by Johnson, but put back by Trevor Clady, and it's 12-11. 1:33 to go, Caseville leading CPS by one. They have possession, the Eagles against the Tigers. Around the perimeter they go. Bounce pass over to the left side, number 33. He goes for three, he made it, but he got caught for traveling. Cameron Smith turns the ball over, and CPS Tiger ball. After that turnover, it's 12-11. Caseville with the one-point lead with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Three fouls on Caseville in this quarter. Left side, number 3 in the game here. Sean Bobo with the dribble. Back over to Trevor Clady to the left side. Back to Bobo. Cross-court pass to Colton Sharp for three. Right wing. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Will be Caseville coming up with it. Fast break play attempt. Driving to the basket, number 34. High against the glass will be a foul. With 52.6 seconds to go, 12-11 is your score. That's the second foul as a team for the CPS Tigers. Justin Johnson, two fouls and from the free throw line. First free throw is good. That's the first free throw taken by the Caseville Eagles. Josh Dubes with that free throw to make it 13-11. Two-point lead. Second free throw is a miss. And rebound, CPS Tigers. Colton Sharp with it for the Tigers. Down to 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-11, but he is stripped. Stolen away by Caseville. Caseville gets caught for the double dribble. And it'll be CPS Tiger ball. 13-11, 42.6 seconds to go here. Caseville Eagles with the lead in the first quarter with 42.6 seconds to go. Inbounds pass from Wells to Sharp of CPS. Colton Sharp at the right wing. Takes a shot for three. In around the rim, no good. That's where you want to have the Tigers ready for a putback rebound, and they weren't ready for that. Caseville Eagles will come up with a rebound defensively. Down to 25 seconds. To the left side, number 34, Tyler Gilhart. Pass over to the left side. Back to Gilhart again. He'll go over to the left side, number 5, Logan Feltner at the point. He'll go for 3. Way off the mark, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. 13-11 is your score. 9.1 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 13-11, Casebill with a 2-point lead. Inbounds pass. Last second shot attempt will be taken here by the Tigers. Quentin Pinfield Wales with it. At the left wing, he'll move into the basket. Short jumper for 2, no good. Couldn't knock it in with the last second shot. 13-11, Casebill Eagles leads at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM for the start of the second quarter. Start of the second quarter, 13-11 is your score. The Casebill Eagles with the lead, 13-11. Tigers open up a possession, moving from left to right on your radio dial. Quentin Pinfield Wells at the top of the point after the pass from Sharp. Pass over to number 3, Sean Bobo. Bounce pass back to Wells for 3. Right wing, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound saved by Justin Johnson for the CPS Tigers. Bounce pass inside, Trevor Clady over to Johnson. Slapped out of bounds by Casebill. It'll be Tiger ball still. Inbounds pass for Tigers and stolen away by the Casebill Eagles after the inbounds pass. And knocked out of bounds by Sean Bobo of CPS against Casebill. It'll be Casebill ball underneath the home basket. Inbounds pass from the baseline, knocked out of bounds again by the CPS Tigers. Substitution, Colton Sharp will come out. Coming in is number 40, Lane Abbott. Inbounds pass for the Casebill Eagles underneath their own basket. Gets it in. The Tyler Gilhart, he doesn't get it. And reaching for the ball and hitting the jaw of Lane Abbott of the Tigers will be a foul called on it. It'll be the CPS Tigers ball. Appears to be okay. He stays in the game. Now, officials making sure okay. Says he is. Coming down with the ball, Quentin Pinfield Wells. A bounce pass right into the hands and a turnover. And it'll be Casebill Eagles ball laying it up for 2. And he drops it in and draws the foul. Tyler Gilhart. And he'll go to the line for the 3-point play to make it. To make it 15-11, I think. Yes, they will put it on there. All right, 7:08 to go. That'll be the first foul on Quentin Pinfield Wells of CPS. First free throw is a miss. Is that it? That's a 3-point. Okay, so that wasn't a... They won't count that two. It'll be 2 free throws taken here. So I'm a little confused here by the officials on the scoring here. Are they going to reset this? Did they count the 2-point shot, or are they just going for a 3-point play here? So the officials are going to talk it over here in a moment. So no basket on that last play. Both coaches and us are confused about it, so okay. Okay. There we go. First, and the free throw is good to make it 14-11, so 1 out of 2 made by Casebill. And it'll be CPS Tigers ball. It's 14-11. Down to under 7 minutes to go, and good for 3. Is that Quinton? For the 3. And it's all tied up, 14-14, another tie. Wells with a 3-point shot from the left wing and missed. It's stolen away by CPS Tigers against Casebill on the ensuing play in the second quarter. Over to the left side, 3-point shot by Blaine Abbott, and he knocks it in for a 3-point shot. It's 17-14, CPS Tigers has taken a lead with 6:26 to go here in the second quarter. Casemill Eagles ball. 3-point shot, good. Or is it one? They're going to say it was a 2-point shot, so 17-16 by Casemill. That shot, I believe, by number 22. Logan Hopkins, and another 3-point shot by Blaine Abbott. 20-16. Who got that one? 5:50 to go here. Another 3-point attempt by Casemill. No, they step on the line for two. That was number 30 getting that one. Nathan Deal, and it's a shootout here, 20-18. With 5:35 to go in counting. 20-18, and a missed shot by Justin Johnson by the CPS Tigers. Rebound the Casemill Eagles. Number 34 with the dribble, Tyler Gilhart. And missed opportunity, looks like knocked out of bounds by the Carsonville Portola Tigers. They'll stay in favor of the Casemill Eagles on their side of the floor. It's 20-18, CPS Tigers leads in the second quarter. 5:10 to go here. Double defense stolen away by Quentin Pinto-Wells. Shambo were trying to do a fast break for two, and he lays it in high against the glass for CPS. 22-18, largest lead of the game for the Tigers, and another steal, Justin Johnson. Trevor Clady helping out with defense also with the 2-point shot for Clady to make it 24-18. 3-point shot by Casemill. They answer back. Jacob Gilhart, and we're back and forth here, 24-21. Back and forth affair. Tigers, Blaine Abbott, bounce pass over, attempted to Justin Johnson, or Clady, but stolen away by Casemill Eagles, and a travel call on the fast break play attempt, 4:24 to go. CPS had a brief 6-point lead at the moment. Well, that was answered back with a 3-point shot by Casemill with 4:24 to go here in the second quarter, first half. It's 24-21, CPS Tigers with the lead. From the far left sideline, inbounds pass from Quentin Pinfield-Wells into Sean Bobel, number three for the CPS Tigers. They're up by three, 24-21. For three, right wing, Sean Bobel off the rim, no good. Rebound picked up, it's a two-on-one situation. Tyler Gilhart, ball is stripped and stolen away as he held up at the left, right low block. And CPS Tigers gets a strip steal. Sean Bobel back with the dribble at the point. He'll move to the right side. And we have a foul on Casemill. That'll be the second foul on number 34, Tyler Gilhart. And the second foul is a team in this quarter for Casemill. 3:58 to go in the first half, second quarter. 24-21, CPS Tigers with the lead. Inbounds pass, Sean Bobo with it at the right wing. To Colton Sharp, back to Bobo for three. He misses off the mark. Rebound Casemill. A lot of three-point shots here, and out of bounds, Casemill underneath the basket to the left, right low block intended for number 30, Nathan Deal, and it'll be CPS Tigers ball. Another turnover, and it'll be Tigers ball against the Eagles. CPS leading 24-21 in high school boys basketball, 92.5. Colton Sharp took an extra step before he dribbled, and he turns the ball over with a travel call. So it's Casemill Eagles ball. A lot of turnovers here in the first half. No pressure applied on the full court. Coming down a little bit, Tyler Gilhart for Casemill. Pass over to the right corner. Back over, and it's stolen away by Sean Bobo with the CPS Tigers. He'll go to the basket for two. Does not go in. Way off the mark. Ball is going to be a jump ball as a battle for possession. And in favor of the Casemill Eagles on the jump ball. 3:20 to go in the first half, 24-21. All right, inbounds pass for Casemill. As they come across their timeline. CPS leading 24-21. Tyler Gilhart. And again, a steal by Sean Bobo. And Gilhart was looking for number 25 to the top of the point, Lucas Smith. And Caseville fouls. Number 25 committing the foul, Lucas Smith. That'll be the third fouls for the Caseville Eagles. Five fouls in a quarter, and they'll go automatically to the line. So just one foul for CPS so far with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Quentin Pinfield-Wales open for three, hits around the rim for the left wing, and a chance. Ball is picked up. And a travel call on Caseville Eagles as Wells was actually on the floor as he fell, and Caseville kind of took some extra steps there trying to pass it off as he was trapped there. So it'll be CPS Tigers ball on their side of the floor. So Tiger basketball now on their side of the floor. Wells will hand it off to Colton Sharp, or actually Sean Bobo, number three. Over to Colton Sharp, the left wing. He'll hold up. Bobo for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Put back attempt by Trevor Clayton, but he's stripped. Saved by Justin Johnson. He finds Quentin Pinfield-Wells to Sean Bobo. Bobo for a floater for two, no good. And ball is loose. Last touched by Caseville, and I do believe it'll be CPS Tiger basketball. And they will throw it in underneath their own basket. Right side of the glass from the baseline. 24-21, 2:27 to go here in the first half. Bobo over to Quentin Pinfield-Wells. Back over to Bobo to the right corner, to the right wing, to Wells. He will come and dribble. Takes a shot for three. Swishes that one. 27-21. Three-point shot for Quentin Pinfield-Wells with 2:10 to go. 27-21, Caseville with possession. Tyler Gilhart with the ball. Sean Bobo on defense on him. He'll go to the right corner. Slide over and a steal by CPS Tigers. Bobo will pull up and hold up. Goes for three. Swish from the left wing. Coach Jack McPhail didn't like that call, but they made it in. He says, oh my goodness, why are you taking a three? But they do. Bobo with the three-point shot. With 1:45 to go, it's 30-21, a nine-point lead for the Tigers. We'll be right back on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back. Timeout was called by the Caseville Eagles. Last three-point shot, back-to-back. Sean Bobo with the last shot, and Quentin Pinfield-Wells with the last one as well. It's 30-21. CPS Tigers leading, and a steal by Justin Johnson. He'll throw it in. Caseville will come up with it as it went out of bounds after the steal attempt. Threw it back in and went into the hands of Caseville. Three-point shot, left corner, no good. Put back attempt on the other side for the right. Good by Tyler Gilhart. Make it 30-23 to cut the deficit. Tigers with a seven-point lead, however. Colton Sharp, a hot dog play from behind the back. Goes right into the hands of Caseville. Gilhart will go to the basket, lays it up. No good. Sharp will pick up the rebound defensively for CPS. Bobo with it for the Tigers. Back to Sharp with under a minute to go here in the first half. Pitching it in with a hook shot. Good! Justin Johnson gets it in from the right lane. And it's 32-23. 49 seconds to go in the half. Three-point shot. Good by number 25. Jacob Gilhart to cut the deficit. 32-26. CPS still with the lead and blocked. And picked up and saved, though, by Trevor Clady of CPS. Down to 30 seconds in the first half. Second quarter, 32-26. CPS Tigers with a lead. Bounce pass to Sean Bobo to the left side. Down to 20 seconds. Bobo will hang on to it. Back to Quentin Pinfield-Wells for three. Hits the back of the rim. Put back attempt. Clady up for two. No. Can't knock it in. Saved. With 10 seconds, a three-point shot left corner. Around the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound for the jump ball. With 5.8 seconds to go, it'll be CPS Tiger ball. With a three-point attempt there in the last one, and it was missed, but Tiger basketball will have it. With 5.8 seconds to go, to throw the inbounds pass in from the baseline. In the first half, second quarter, it's 32-26. CPS Tigers with a lead, trying to get a last-second shot here before the half. Into the left corner. To Wells. Wells driving to basket. No, he'll hold up. Last second shot for three. No good by Sean Bobo. 32-26. CPS Tigers lead at the half. 32-26. The comeback here by CPS. And we will be right back. It's halftime. Halftime stat report coming your way. Our commercial break as well. 32-26 at the half. Carsonville Port St. Louis Tigers with the lead against the Caseville Eagles on WBGB 92.5 FM. We'll take our break. Game streaming on Thumb Tailgater Channel 2 for our live web stream. Due to our regular stream at WBGB being down, you can find the link in our Facebook. All right, so the coming home court, the winners, King and Queen, will be Tyler Gilhart and Caitlin Purcell for the Caseville Eagles coming home court. Congrats to them. Tyler Gilhart is the leading scorer for the Caseville Eagles with 9 points so far at the half for the Caseville Eagles. Halftime here on WBGB 92.5. 32-26. Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers with the lead. On the road here. Good hour plus drive here to get here. Enjoying the time here on the north portion of the thumb here. See if they can keep up the pressure with a three-point threat. We'll see what the adjustments by both coaches also. Head coach Eric Raymond of the Caseville Eagles. And, of course, head coach Jack McPhail in his first year here for the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers, leading 32-26. In the second quarter, a three-point shot by Quentin Pinfield-Wells tied it up 14-14. And that was at the 6:40 mark. CPS has maintained the lead since that point, leading by one as Caseville tried to close the gap. As CPS took the lead at the 6:26 mark, making it 17-14. Caseville hung right in there, but things really open up with Sean Bobo's shot, making it 22-18. And a three-point shot, making it 27-21 by the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. Bobo making a three also, making it 30-21 with 1:45 to go. That was a 9-point lead, the largest lead of the game at 1 point. 30-23 at 1 point and 1:35. And Caseville able to close the gap with a 3-point shot of their own, making it 32-26. That's where we're at the half. And again, leading scorer Tyler Gilhart for the Caseville Eagles. And Quentin Pinfield-Wells with 12 points for Carsonville Port St. Lake. Next week, we will be at Crosby Lexington Thursday night for our live broadcast of high school boys basketball, the rematch with Yale Bulldogs at Crosby Lexington on Thursday night. Tune in about 7 p.m. for the pregame there. Following night, our first chance to check out the Crosby Lexington Pioneers hosting the Yale Bulldogs. We were scheduled to do those two games, but that game earlier was postponed due to weather, and that will be later after the first meeting between Crosby Lexington and Yale. It'll be Friday night next week, and then we'll head to SC4 Fieldhouse on Saturday next week. 11 a.m. on the floor will be our chance to see the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers taking on the Peck Pirates girls basketball team and high school girls basketball. So trying to get all the teams in our coverage area this season, and if we can get that next week, we will have accomplished that with all teams getting covered at least once in the St. Lake County teams. Of course, we cover games outside of the Thumb area and on our Sportsline show on Monday evenings, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. or later. We talk about all the teams in the Greater Thumb Conference, East and West, as well as the Blue Area Conference and North Central Thumb Leagues. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll talk about what is going on in play of the conferences and who is in the chase for the league titles when we come back here. And get ready for second half action as well. 32-26, CPS Tigers leading Caseville. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM and also streaming this game on Thumb Tailgater Channel 2. You can tune in for that link and find it on our social media. There may be instances on our web stream that you won't hear a commercial playing, and you'll hear a silence. We're using it as a substitute as our regular web stream is down. So you can find that Thumbtailgater Channel 2 web stream link on our Radio Sandlot Twitter or at our Sandlot Broadcasting Facebook page. So we get ready here for second half action in about 2 minutes. Looking at the Blue Water Area Conference, what a slobber knocker there. As Yale lost yesterday, Emily City beating Elmont. But Yale lost, Armada defeating Yale. But Yale getting some help from Emily City. But Emily City coming right back into the race for the Blue Water Area League. They are 6-3 in league play. Yale is 7-2. Yale is playing tonight, but Emily City has a tougher game as they beat Elmont yesterday, and they're playing them again tonight in the makeup game. Elmont and Crouse of Lexington are 5-4, as well as Richmond in league play in the Blue Water Area Conference. And that is our game of the week next week on Thursday for boys basketball. Yale at Crouse of Lexington. Tune in for that on Thursday night. And then girls, the same teams, the following night and Friday as we get ready here for second half action in the third quarter. 32-26. CPS Tigers with the lead. My daughter's here with me, by the way. How you doing? You want to wear the headset? Okay. All right. All right, here we go. Second half action to start here. She actually drove me here. Here we go. Caseville Eagles hold the ball with the inbounds pass. And taken away by the CPS Tigers with a strip steal there. Colton Sharp with the ball and dribble from the left, right wing. Bounce pass, right low block for two. Turnaround jumper, no good. Travel on Caseville, and it'll be CPS Tigers after the miss by Justin Johnson. So Tigers get a break there. 7:38 to go here in the third quarter. 32-26, Tigers leading the Eagles. Inbounds pass to Justin Johnson. He'll hold up. Pass it off to Colton Sharp at the right wing. Pitching it in to Justin Johnson. Loose ball picked up, saved by Blaine Abbott. Back to Sharp. Bounce pass over to right corner. And we have a double team in the corners on the three-point plays. And that's a steal for Caseville. Tyler Gearhart, the king here for coming home night, has possession. And it'll be a foul in CPS Tigers. So 7:16 to go here in the third. No points made, but Tigers lead 32-26. It'll be Caseville ball from the left side of the glass. Inbounds pass. Gearhart for three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Put back attempt. Good by number 22. Parker Ferrari. And it's 32-28. CPS hanging on to the lead by four. Lane Abbott for three. Left corner. He swishes that one. From the right corner, Blaine Abbott with his third three of the game. And that's 6:48 to go here, 35-28. Three-point shot attempt by Caseville from the right wing. Number 25, Lucas Smith. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by CPS as it goes out of bounds. It's still Caseville ball on their side of the floor. Left side of the glass, inbounds pass to the right corner. Over to the right wing to Tyler Gearhart. Back out to 25 for three. Hits the back of the rim. It does not go in. Rebound, loose ball picked up. Put back attempt by Caseville. Number 22, another shot for him. Parker Ferrari. And they're digging in. They're coming back. Actually, that last shot by Blaine Abbott was a two-point shot. It was not a three. That ball will go out of bounds by the Tigers on the sideline and turnover. And it will be Caseville ball. They're down by four. CPS hanging on to the four-point lead with 6:15 to go in counting. Caseville underneath. Can't get the shot. Ball is stripped. Justin Johnson with the rebound. Fast break play to Trevor Clady, and he gets it right side of the glass. Good vision by Quentin Pinfield-Wells to see the open look on the left side of the glass for Trevor Clady, and he gets two. He's got four in the game with 5:51 to go. They need 36-30. CPS with the lead against Caseville. Driving down the baseline, up for a fadeaway shot for two by number 25 with a miss. Put back attempt by Caseville, don't draw the foul. Lucas Smith, and number 13 with a putback attempt, Logan Hopkins, and Hopkins will go to the free throw line for two. Two for four for free throw shooting for Caseville in the first half. First free throw, no good. 36-30. 5:39 mark in the third quarter. CPS leads Caseville. Second free throw attempt up, and that one does not drop. Rebound picked up by CPS. So the free throw is no good by number 13, Logan Hopkins. CPS Tiger ball on their side of the floor at the point. Wells over to Colton Sharp to the right wing. Ball stripped away by Caseville. It'll be Tigers basketball. 5:23 to go from the baseline. Blaine Abbott to throw it in. Left side of the glass into the middle of the paint. And Justin Johnson retrieving the ball. He'll go up for two, and I do believe he'll go to the free throw line. Nope. He was not in shooting motion, so it'll be the inbounds pass from the baseline. Right side of the glass for CPS Tigers. Abbott into Colton Sharp. He'll go up for two. And knocked out of bounds by Caseville. Coach McPhail of the Tigers wanted a foul. It'll be knocked out of bounds. Tiger baseball again. Basketball, that is. In from Abbott to Sharp. Sharp will hold up. Bounce pass. And a missed shot. And it'll be picked up by the Caseville Eagles. Over dribbled it. Tigers knock it out of bounds. And I do believe it will be Caseville ball underneath their own basket. 36-30. Right side of the glass. Inbounds pass here for Caseville to throw it in. And up top to Gilhart for three from the right wing. No good. Rebound picked up by Justin Johnson for CPS. Over to Colton Sharp for the Tigers. Over to Quentin Pinfield Wells for three. Top of the point. Around the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Trevor Clady. He can't handle it. And he'll throw it right into the arms of Caseville. Couldn't get any help. Driving to the basket. Left side. Block. Turnaround jumper for two. As he got back his own missed shot attempt. And that is Jacob Gilhart for two, 36-32. At the four-and-a-half mark, CPS hanging on to the four-point lead. Abbott with the ball at the right corner. Over to Wells, back to Sharp. Into the high post, to Justin Johnson, to Wells, to Abbott. Long shot for two, no good. Tigers got to be ready for those rebounds, and they don't get it offensively as Caseville pulled that one down by Logan Hopkins. So good awareness for the Caseville Eagles on that. 36-32, four-point lead for the CPS Tigers. Caseville with possession, however. Long three-point shot, knocks it in. Number 34, Tyler Gilhart with a three-point shot. First point of the game in the second half. It's 36-35. Gilhart with the three-point shot to get within one. CPS hanging on to the one-point lead. Ball is picked up. Jumper, no good by Justin Johnson. Loose ball picked up by Caseville. 36-35, one-point lead for Tigers. And Caseville has possession now. Swings it over to the left side to 23 for a three-point shot. No good by Jacob Gilhart. And stripped away by the CPS Tigers. They lead by one, and they get the steal and have possession. Colton Sharp into the middle of the floor, up for two, and it drops in. Justin Johnson, 38-35. 3:03 to go here. Three-point lead here for the CPS Tigers. Caseville Eagles with possession. Swings it over to the left side to Tyler Gilhart. He'll go to the point for the Caseville Eagles. 2:49 to go here in the third. Three-point shot, number 25, hits the back of the rim with a miss. Lucas Smith. Rebound defensively picked up by Colton Sharp. It'll be a foul on Caseville. Substitution, Sean Bobo coming in for Justin Johnson. And it will be CPS Tigers ball. Quentin Pinfield Wells with a dribble coming down to the point. Swings it over to the left side, knocked out of bounds by Caseville. 2:33 to go. Still CPS Tigers ball. 38-35. Inbounds pass to Sean Bobo for the Tigers at the top of the point. Over to the right side, Colton Sharp. And a travel call to pick up his pivot foot and turns it over. 2:28 to go. 38-35. Tigers leading the Eagles. High school boys basketball here on WBGB 92.5 FM. 3-point shot, no good. By number 25, Lucas Smith. And that ball will go out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Wells over to Sean Bobo for the CPS Tigers to the left corner. The Quinton Pinfield Wells. He'll go to the left wing. To the left corner to Sean Bobo. Back to Wells. 3-point shot. NBA range. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Caseville with 1:54 to go in the third quarter. It's 38-35. CPS leads. Whistle was called and it'll be a foul on the CPS Tigers. Number 33 with his third foul. And as Blaine Abbott's inbounds pass for Caseville. Tyler Gilhart would get it in just in time. He'll get the ball back and he gets caught for the travel himself. After getting the ball back after the inbounds by Logan Hopkins, Justin Johnson coming back in, and he'll come in for Trevor Clady. 1:47 to go in the third quarter. 38-35, CPS Tigers with the lead. Colton Sharp with it. He'll go to the right wing. Back up top. Wells to the high post to Abbott. Back to Sean Bobo. Floater for two, no good. Rebound pulled down by Caseville. Justin Johnson's got to pick those arms up to grab that rebound and fight for it. Over to Tyler Gilhart. He goes up top to number 33. Over to the right side for three. Number 23 hits the rim. No good. Loose ball picked up by Justin Johnson after the miss by Jacob Gilhart. 38-35. Tigers lead Eagles. Colton Sharp with the ball over to the left side. 3-point range to Wells. Back to Colton Sharp. Bounce pass over to the high post. Elbow for two. Blaine Abbott misses that one, and that one out of bounds. And last touch by Caseville on the baseline with the ball. It'll be Tigers basketball. Number 22 for the Caseville Eagles coming in. Parker Ferrari. In for number 13, Logan Hopkins. 55.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass from the left side of the glass. Inbounds to Sean Bobo for three. Hits back at the rim, no good. Rebound put back by Blaine Abbott on the left side. 40-35. CPS with the lead with 45 seconds to go and counting in the third quarter. Stolen away by Sean Bobo after a bad pass. He's going to go to the basket for a layup for two. He misses that one. Could have been an easy one and picked up by the Caseville Eagles with their fast break, and they'll pull back with under 30 seconds to go and counting. It's 40-35. CPS with a 5-point lead. Tyler Gilhart goes to the top of the point. He'll go over to the right wing, over to the right corner for three. Off the mark. And it'll be ball in favor of the CPS Tigers. Last touch by Caseville. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's 40-35 in the third quarter. Down to 10 seconds. Last second shot attempt could be taken here by the CPS Tigers. Sean Bobo with it. He'll go to the right side. Goes to the high post. Over to the left corner for three. Swishes! Quinton Pinfield Wells and Coach Jack McPhail slaps him in the back in excitement with a 3-point shot with 1 second left. Quinton Pinfield Wells, it's 43-35. Tigers lead the Eagles. We'll be right back with our final quarter. Three-point attempt taken by CPS to open the fourth quarter. They missed it. Caseville would pick up the loose ball rebound. And on the ensuing break, number five going for another putback shot attempt for Caseville. He misses his first free throw, and he'll go for the second attempt here. Whistle is called, and he steps the crossing the line of the free throw by Caseville. Misses both free throws to open up the fourth quarter, 7.5 to go here. It's 43-35. CPS Tigers leading Caseville in our final frame. Bobo, bounce pass to Quentin Pinfield Wells. Cross-court pass left side. Colton Sharp for two, can't get it. Rebound put back, no good by Justin Johnson. Saved by Blaine Abbott for the Tigers, however. Sharp will have it, back to Abbott. Abbott back to Colton Sharp on the right side of the floor. Be a foul by Caseville on the reach in as Sharp went to the paint. 7:06 to go. One foul apiece for each team here in the fourth quarter. That foul on number five, Logan Feltner for Caseville. Inbounds pass from the right side of the glass in front of the baseline. Blaine Abbott, turnaround jumper for two. Rebound pulled down by number 33, Cameron Smith. Over to the left side, number five. Bounce pass to the paint. Up for two. Good by number 22. Parker Ferrero, he's got 6 points here in the second half. 43-37. Timeout called by the CPS Tigers. They hold a lead and a timeout called by head coach Jack McPhail. 43-37. CPS leading Caseville. We'll be right back. In the fourth quarter, 6:41 to go in the game. Tiger basketball with the inbounds pass. Bobo into the high post to Blaine Abbott. Back to Colton Sharp. He's double-teamed around the perimeter. He'll keep dribbling around. Over to Sean Bobo to the right side. Back to the left side to Colton Sharp. To the high post, Blaine Abbott. Turnaround jumper. Misses that one. Loose ball picked up by Blaine Abbott. And he'll pick up the foul. After picking up the loose ball, he'll go to the free throw line for two now. First free throws for CPS. They are 1-1 in the first half, and they'll be the first free throw in the second half. .623 to go in the game. First free throw by Blaine Abbott coming up, and that one's a miss. Second free throw attempt. Second free throw attempt for Blaine Abbott. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by number 22, Parker Ferrari. For the Caseville, Tyler Gilhart for two in the right corner. No good. Rebound, CPS Tigers. Quentin Pinfield Wells with the dribble at the top of the point for the Tigers. Over to Abbott. Back to Wells. Back to Abbott again. Back to Wells. Back to Abbott. Back and forth here in the top of the point. Left, right. 6 minutes to go here to Sean Bobo for three. Left corner, no good. Rebound, Caseville, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Caseville. Might have hit the tip of the finger by Parker Ferrari. And it will be Carson with Port St. Lake Tiger basketball. Tigers inbounds pass to Colton Sharp. Quinton with three, top of the point by Wells, no good. Rebound pulled down and saved before going out of bounds by number 33 and too close for comfort, Sean Bobo. That's the second foul for the Tigers. Second foul on Sean Bobo, and the second foul is a team for CPS. Two fouls already for Caseville with 5:40 to go in the game. 43-37. Carsonville, Port St. Lake Tigers leading Caseville. Caseville with the possession on their side of the floor. Number five of it, Feltner. Long shot for three, no good. Put back on the other side. Number 22 can't knock it in. Parker Ferrari, and rebound picked up by the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers with possession. 5:15 to go here in the game. 43-37. Tigers leading the Eagles. Bobo with it at the point. Back to the right side. The Colton Sharp. To Blaine Abbott at the high post to Sharp. Bounce pass to Abbott, back to Bobo. Bobo with the Quentin Pinfield for the left corner for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good, but Colt Sharp grabs a rebound on the right side of the glass. 4:50 to go in the game. 43-37 to the high post. Back to Bobo for three from the left corner. Misses that one. Rebound, Caseville. Tyler Gilhart driving to the basket for two, and he lays it in. 43-39. CPS could have challenged, but they held up. With 4:35 to go in the game. It's a 4-point lead for the Tigers now against the Eagles of Caseville. Here at Caseville High School. Double team on Sharp. He'll get the ball out to Sean Bobo. Bounce pass to Sharp. Bounce pass to Abbott or to Bobo. And a short jumper, floater for two, no good. Put back attempt by Trevor Clady, good. After the miss by Quentin Pinfield-Wells on the other side, right side, for the putback, Trevor Clady to make it 45-39. Three-point shot by Caseville, good, by number 33. That is Cameron Smith. And it's 45-42. .336 to go. Some substitutions here. Feltner will come out, as well as number 33, Cameron Smith. And possession for the Tigers. With 3:34 to go. Come back here for Caseville Eagles. They're down by one possession, 45-42, after they made their three-point shot. Sharp with it to the high post, Blaine Abbott. Back to Quentin Pinfield Wells, and a steal by the Caseville Eagles as that pass was intended for Trevor Clady. Number 13 with the steal, Logan Hopkins. Caseville, Tyler Gilhart, short jumper for two, and it goes in. Within one now. Tyler Gilhart, 3:03 to go in the game. CPS lead now down to one. 45-44. Sharp with the ball. Bounce pass inside. Justin Johnson for two. Sharp to Justin Johnson to the right side of glass for a two-point shot to make it 47-44. Short jumper from the free throw line. In and out. Put back attempt by Caseville. No good. Another rebound by Caseville. Loose ball picked up by Quentin Pinfield Wells with 2.5 to go in the game. 47-44. Bounce pass to Sharp over to the right side. Bounce to the high post for two. Blaine Abbott from the free throw line. 49-44. Whistle was called and we... So a bench warning for CPS, apparently. 49-44, 2:17. Five-point lead for the CPS Tigers. 2:17 to go here in the game. 49-44, CPS with the lead. Long shot for three, no good by Caseville. Short jumper for the putback, no good. Caseville again with the rebound. Another jumper for two, no good. Rebound picked up by the CPS Tigers with 2 minutes to go in the game. Quentin Pinfield Wells with the dribble for the Tigers with possession. They lead by five, 49-44 to the high post. Abbott, loose ball stolen away by Caseville. Fast break play attempt over to Tyler Gilhart. He'll go for three, left corner, no good. Rebound, Quentin Pinfield Wells will have it. For the CPS Tigers, 1:36 to go in the game. It's 49-44. CPS with the lead. With the dribble. He is gassed. He's played every minute of this game tonight. Over to the right corner. To Blaine Abbott. To Colton Sharp. Into the paint. Justin Johnson will go. And a 3-second call, apparently. Lane violation. Turnover CPS and OB. Caseville ball with 1:17 to go. 49-44 is your score. And it will be Caseville Eagles ball. Number 25 with a dribble. Lucas Smith over to the right corner. Tyler Gilhart. Now back to 25. Gilhart asking for the ball left side. Overlook for three. In and out. Rebound Tigers. And it will be in favor of the Caseville Eagles underneath their own basket. 58 seconds to go in the game. It's 49-44. Five-point lead here for CPS. Caseville will have possession. Right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in is number 22. Jacob Gilhart inbounds to Caseville. High post for Gilhart for two. Right elbow, no good. And last touched by CPS Tigers as they let the ball go out of bounds. And it'll be Caseville ball from the baseline again. 49-44, 50 seconds left in the game. Inbounds pass, loose ball, but saved by Caseville on the inbounds pass. Pitch it into the left side for two. Good, swishes it. Number 23 with a shot for Caseville, Jacob Gilhart. It's 49-46. CPS with the lead with 32 seconds to go and counting. They can just hang on to the ball if they want. And it will be a timeout call by the CPS Tigers. 49-46, 3-point lead for CPS. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, 27 seconds to go here. And it'll be 49-46. 27 seconds to go in the game. 49-46, Tiger basketball with the inbounds pass. Quentin Penfield Wells inbounds to Colton Sharp with the dribble over to the right side, and he will be fouled. And it'll be the third foul as a team for Caseville. They have two more fouls to give up here before the Tigers will be forced to go to the free throw line, but it'll be Tiger basketball right now. Tigers lead 49-46 with the inbounds pass. Can they get it in? And they do. The Quentin Penfield Wells. Oh! And he traveled. Quentin Penfield Wells on the inbounds pass traveled with the ball. It will be Caseville basketball. 22.8 seconds to go here and a timeout called by Caseville to set up a play here. It's 49-46. CPS leads. We'll be right back. There we go. Ten seconds left here in the quarter. 49-46, CPS leads. Whistle was called. And it'll be a timeout with 4.7 seconds to go in the game. Another timeout called. It's 49-46. CPS Tigers leading Caseville Eagles High School Boys Basketball. We'll be right back after another timeout. Coming out of the timeout, 4 seconds to go here. 3 seconds. Three-point shot, no good. And the Tigers are going to win. After the last-second shot by the Caseville Eagles is missed. And they win this one 49-46 to even up their first loss to Caseville early in the season back in January 4th. 62-50. And congrats to head coach Jack McPhail and the CPS Tigers for hanging on there after turning the ball over with 22 seconds left. And CPS survives 49-46 over the Caseville Eagles on a high school basketball Friday night here at Caseville High School. So they split the regular season. CPS gets the win. And what a battle by both teams. A lot of turnovers, but man, both teams didn't give up. And it was an exciting game. High-flying shooters also. 49-46, CPS over Caseville. We'll be right back with your post-game report on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers win over Caseville Eagles 49-46. As we look with our leading scores for the Caseville Eagles, highly impressed by Tyler Gilhart, number 34, who was the king here at the coming home events festivities. 16 points for Tyler Gilhart. 9 points also for, I do believe it's probably his brother there. And let me see. We had 9 points for number 23, Jacob Gilhart, as well. 8 points for Parker Ferrari. 8 points also for Logan Smith for the Caseville Eagles. 5 points for number 34, actually, that is number 33, Cameron Smith. A lot of Smiths, a lot of Gilharts on this team for the Caseville Eagles. But leading scorer, player of the game for Caseville, 16 points. Leading scorer overall for the Caseville Eagles. They were 0 for 4 for free throw shooting in the second half. A total of 2 for 6 for free throw shooting for Caseville. CPS Tigers didn't have to go to the charity stripe. They were 0 for 1 in the second half, but 1 for 1 in the first, so they made 1 of 2 for free throw shooting. So didn't have to take too much, a free throw shooting at all, for the CPS Tigers. We'll come back with the leading scores for the CPS Tigers in just a couple minutes here. Again, CPS Tigers with a win, 49-46 over the KCBO Eagles. We'll be right back. All right, final score, 49-46. Carsonville Port St. Anna Tigers over the Caseville Eagles here at Caseville High School. And your leading scorers for the CPS Tigers, we have 15 points, I believe. I'm not sure I'm reading this right. 15 points for Quinton Pinfield Wells, 15 points on the game, 12 points also for Blaine Abbott's. Majority of those points in the second half. Also 8 points for Trevor Clady. 5 points also for Sean Bobo. And we have 6 points for Justin Johnson and 3 points for Colton Sharp for the CPS Tigers. Getting the win here, 49-46, escaping with the win. Go ahead and put that headset on here. Coach, I got to do this because your sister will love to hear this. So I got to get you on here. Is this your first interview on the radio?
Yeah, officially.
Okay. Well, that's why you got to get on and get your feet wet here. Head coach Jack McPhail, you hail from Brown City. A lot of lineage there under Tony Burton, right?
Yep.
So, and then, is this your first head coaching job, varsity level?
Yep. I helped coach Trojak over in Brown City for a couple years as his assistant, but this is my first head coach gig.
So, of course, you know, you know what you're coming into here. You're here to try to change the culture. CPS has had its struggles in the last several years, and you're still having your struggles this year. But it looks like the team is having a lot of fun here as you come late in the season. They are battling. There are some games that just get out of hand. But as I say, and you know the saying, you live by the three, you can die by the three. Tonight, it worked out in your favor.
Exactly. And I've gave the green light to Quinton, and I just keep telling him to, you know, let it fly. Shoot or shoot. So.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to get those other players involved, too. And that's what you did tonight. The ball was really spread out. Players are looking for the open shot here with the players, and I think that's something they got better at, you know, as you get down into the season. They're starting to learn what they've got to do as a team here.
Yep, and just try to get them to be patient. You know, I try to teach them, don't take the first shot. I mean, the open three is going to be there if we work the ball around.
Yeah, and when you're leading that late with a couple of minutes left, you got to use the rules to your advantage. Is that where you had to tell them, okay, settle down, don't shoot at the timeout when you brought them in?
Right, and that's kind of a big thing here is the fundamentals. And once you get that lead, you know, we don't have to rush down the court and take the first shot that we get. I just try to tell them to be patient. You know, we got the lead. But at the same time, I almost killed our momentum there when I told them to slow it down. We got a little too patient, and then they come down and hit a couple good shots and kept it really close.
This is quite a rivalry now. Caseville came on your court. They started hot. You guys were missing a lot of shots. They went 62-50. You had a great comeback in the second half. Of course, you wanted to even the odds here, and they tried to do that here tonight. But this is a good rivalry between Caseville and CPS, as you're now get to experience this NCAA league now.
Yes. Yep. It was fun, and it was great to come up here and get a good win on their homecoming night. You know, never want to disappoint the other team, but 2 wins in a row now. Couldn't be happier for the boys.
It's like the Pistons, man.
Yeah. We're back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, despite the struggles, are they having fun? Are they working better together? They do. And I'm talking to some of the players. They enjoy being coached by you also. They know where you come from. And I don't know if they know the whole history about it. But it seems like they all have been responding well to your style.
Yeah. I mean, I've gave them a little bit of the background, but I don't try to toot my own horn too much there. And Mr. Muxlow gave me a pretty good introduction the first day there. So yeah. That being said, I'm happy to be a part of the team.
Well, you got to be happy this win. It's on the road. You won also against Mayville also.
Justin, that was
Johnson,
a huge win for us.
Great layup for him. I saw that in video.
Yeah, so. And Mayville beat us by 33 the first time around, and for us to come down and play basketball, it was awesome. I mean, we keep getting better and better every day, and that's what I'm trying to teach here.
That's what you want to do, especially when everybody gets into the playoffs. You know, there is a seeding system, but, hey, Lady Luck, you never know what could happen, you know, when come playoff time also. So
Yeah.
Well, your sister wants to say hello to you, so I'll hide her. Jody out there, she said, be nice to my brother. I said, hey, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, she's pretty famous on this radio station.
Yeah,
so.
She is. So, well, good win for you, and I really like, you know, when I saw your name come up, and I was just overjoyed, you know. I was like, great, you know. I mean, CPS has great coaches in the past, but for you to come in, and you know what you're walking into here, this has got to be gratifying to get a couple wins. Coach never wants to go through the season and for their players without a win.
Right.
And you'll
be
able to get some here.
And we had
year.
Some struggle early in the season, as you know, as you can see there on the schedule. But, you know, what I try to teach is come back and keep getting better. And in the second half of the schedule, we've done that.
You've got to credit Caseville, though. They hustle. They're fast.
And they knock down shots.
And they're scrappy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
where I think where you guys need a little bit of work on. You know, the rebounding's got to be a little bit better. Arms got to be up, you know, and ready for that. That's just my observation.
No, so, I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Good. 100%. Right. Well, Coach McPhail, thank you. Jack McPhail here for the CPS Tigers. Congrats on two straight wins. Win over Caseville, even the earlier season loss, 49-46. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Can I give a shout-out to my mom and dad?
You can. Go ahead.
Dick and Jan McPhail and Bob Alexander. I told him if we did get the win, I might be on the radio, so I'm going to give him a shout-out as well.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. CPS Tigers with the win. Thank you to Head Coach Jack McPhail. And that's going to wrap up our broadcast here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in, folks. Carpenterville Port St. Louis Tigers with a win over the Caseville Eagles, 49-46, here on WBGV 92.5 FM as we wrap things up here with our live broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, folks. The high school basketball action as we get back to regular programming here on 92.5 FM.